This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're fighting against bad info here. This is all good information. You can take it to the bank because the president of this bank, the Talk Radio Bank, is Michael Harrison. Also happens to coincidentally be at the helm of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find these lists. Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, not to be equated with anything else other than truth, justice, and the American way. How about that? Pretty good, huh? You like that?
I think that's a wild opening. If this were a TV show, I could see you standing in like a windy environment with a cape and a shirt, a costume.
Look up in the sky. Yes, right.
Which one of us is the secret identity? That's what I want to know.
For me to know. And
justice. Yeah.
The American way.
Can you hear me? Do I sound like I'm in America, in terms of?
No, actually you sound like you're in Caracas, Venezuela, as a matter of fact, at the moment.
Yeah. But I'm out in the field today, and, unfortunately, I'm not able to be in our plush studios.
That's
but,
okay.
We'll make the best of it.
Absolutely. As long as you're not getting wet out in the field, cause it's raining I don't know where you are, but where I am, and normally you are in the same state.
I'm in Western Massachusetts. I'm actually in a parking lot. Which my vision outside this studio car that I'm in is blurred by torrents of rain.
Yes,
so it's kind of cozy when you think about it.
Yeah, as long as there's
sitting here in a
heat in the car. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So Michael's job among his many tasks during this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is to begin by enumerating the top 10 stories according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, and the People List as well. So if you would, please, sir, let's see. Hopefully this will not fog up the windows in your car.
It'll fog up our brains is what it'll do. At number 10, we have the Senate dress code tied with the revelations of the new Cassidy Hutchinson book. At number 9, the FTC versus Amazon, an interesting monopoly battle going on. At number 8, the ever-present Hunter Biden investigation. At number 7, the Menendez charges. At number 6, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 5, the Biden impeachment inquiry. At number 4, the Trump Organization ruling, and that's tied with all kinds of Donald Trump legal battles. It's amazing how many indictments and claims and attacks he is withstanding at the present time. At number 3, the UAW strike tied with the Trump and Biden visits to the strikes. And the presidential race and the debate this week were number 2. And the looming government shutdown discussion is at number 1. On the People Survey, we have the aforementioned Cassidy Hutchinson at number 10. Number 9, the dapper John Fetterman. At number 8, GOP presidential candidates, just a slew of them. At number 7, Tanya Chutkin and Eileen Cannon, judges. Bob Menendez at number 6, the judged. Hunter Biden also being judged at number 5. Arthur Engoron at number 4. Donald Trump at 3, Joe Biden at 2, and Kevin McCarthy at number 1. And there you have the people and the stories of the week. What a week.
It's always a week and a half. If we were doing a local countdown in Massachusetts, the state where both of us live, and we were looking for the number 1 local story, it would be this new gun law that's on the minds of a lot of people here. There is a move by the Speaker of the House here to push a gun reform bill through the legislature. He actually tried in the summertime, but this shows you the power. The reason I bring it up is because even in places like Massachusetts, where it's thought that we are more liberal, if you will, I don't fit in that category. I don't know that you do either. But that's really the rap that the state of Massachusetts had along with New York and California. But this bill that was on its way through the House got stopped by the Second Amendment advocates. There is a big fight between them and Moms Demanding Action. That's the name of the group, Moms Demand Action. So they're after the people that are in the legislative process to move on this bill. Otherwise, more people will die from gun violence. And the people on the Second Amendment side say, no, that's nonsense. It's not about the guns. It's the same old argument. And the reason I bring it up, Michael, is because when you look at some of these arguments for any of the things that are in our national stories, it's kind of the same old argument. Every time somebody goes on strike, right? The bad guys in management make too much money. We want some of it. That's the oldest ruse in the book. And Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, any of these people, the same thing back and forth with what basically is a big waste of time. And so when you get down to stuff that's kind of juicy, like Menendez, number 7, and his wife, who apparently is an interesting character for any number of reasons, she came into the marriage being in debt, and now she's in Fat City, pardon the pun. Right? So,
yeah.
Anyway, doing lap dances for Menendez or whatever it is, draw your own conclusions. So let's talk a little bit about what you make of at this point in time of the Cassidy Hutchinson book. You pointed that out in the number 10 story this week. What do you make of the revelations? What do you make of her? What do you make of it?
Well, I don't know her. I have no reason to have any preconceived notion of her truthfulness or her opportunism. Supporters of Trump say it's opportunistic and that she's not a truthful person. And detractors of Trump say, here, he's even more evidence about him. But I think those of us in the media who've been following this now for years and years and years have become a little bit callous to the idea that a new book is out that's telling everything. How many new books that were the ones that were going to bring Trump down have we experienced over the last 7-8 years? I can't think of it. I mean, it's all industry. So to me personally, so what do I make of it? It's another book. It isn't going to amount to much a week or two after it's out.
Do you know what I make of it? This is, I hope you'll take this in the spirit in which it's meant. She's very tall. Have you noticed that?
No, actually, I haven't. I have a very small screen on my television.
Yeah, okay. Well, she's been testifying anyway. So it is. It's a way for her to make sure to be visible and to make some money selling her book, whatever. Huh?
I'm not sure I understand what you just said.
About her being tall? She's tall.
Yeah,
That's all.
Why would I take that in the wrong way? I mean, I don't know.
I didn't mean it that way. I don't want it to sound like it's sexism, but when I look at her in some of the pictures with some of the people that she worked with, like McCarthy, people in the White House, McCarthy's, I think, 6'2 or 6'3. She's taller than he is. And there was an observation
Is she really taller than 6'2, 6'3?
Yes, she's a tall woman.
That's interesting. So now one could say she tells tall tales.
Ah, perfect.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's what I get out of it.
Yeah. All right, what do you get out of the Federal Trade Commission going up against Amazon and spending the...
I think it's fascinating. I think that it's definitely something that Steve Weisman should and perhaps has been talking about on the show or will talk about.
Yeah.
We're facing a whole bunch of monopoly issues with companies like Amazon, with companies like Google. Case can be made that there is competition and that they don't own the entire industry. Other cases can be made that they have an influence on everything. And I just find it's about time that it's looked at least and discussed. terms of these new companies that have replaced all the companies we grew up with as the big companies in America. It's a whole new set of companies that are running the world, ones that we considered to be outliers just a few years ago. You know, remember when Amazon was this weird little invention, some guys running out of his basement to sell books? It was a book-selling situation. And now it's changed everything in how we do business.
It's a scourge. I don't buy things at Amazon. Once in a while, I'll buy a book. That's about it. I won't buy other things there because I think, as you just suggested, they're doing in mom-and-pop stores. I guess I'm just older or believe in the American business model of having competition, good competition, one store on one side of the street, the other store on the other side of the street selling whatever, general stores, clothing stores, whatever, good, honest, fair competition. Amazon doesn't do business that way, and that's why the FTC has a case, because they undercut others. They force people, if you want to use Amazon to survive, you got to do it their way. They're all kind. Now, people can say, well, it's a free country. You don't have to go there, and that's true. But there is this unseemly anti-American kind of thing. I remember when, actually, Rush Limbaugh and I had this conversation once when he came to visit Cincinnati. That was about the time, in the late 80s, when Amazon was coming into prominence. And he had bought some stock in Amazon, and he sort of said to me, you should buy some stock in Amazon. And at the time, they were losing like $200 million a year, and I said, why would you invest in that? He was a lot smarter than I was, because he had the same reputation with Apple. He was one of the early investors putting money into Amazon and Apple, and made a lot of money because...
That's a tremendous investment.
If only
we knew, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because for every Amazon and every Apple, there's, another company that was trying to do the same thing that went on to Oblivion.
Didn't
work. Not like it was clear-cut choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Know.
All right, we continue. You have the presence of Michael Harrison with Doug Stephan on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the back pain now?
22.
Wonky work from home desks have Dane's Acupuncture booked up.
You need to get in, but this week's all full.
But finding more practitioners has them on pins and needles.
You know, my lunch is in 20 minutes. How fast can you get here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here with us. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing some of the stories, ancillary items of interest as well that can be tied to stories. Like number two this week, the presidential debate at the Reagan Library out in Simi Valley, California, one of my favorite trips. I love to travel. I've been fortunate in my life to visit every state in our country and 40-some-odd different countries as well. And I will tell you, there are few places, Michael, that have impacted me to the point of goosebumps when I drove into the parking lot at the Reagan Library and looked around what you can just see, never mind the library itself, but where it's situated so that it's, you can see the Pacific Ocean and you look out on the mountains, the Malibu Mountains. It's just a great kind of an awesome place to I find it. When I first went there, I don't know if sobering is the right word, it was contemplative. You can sit down next to, at the time I was there, Mrs. Reagan was still alive, so she wasn't in next to him. But he was there, and you could sit down next to him. You could just sit there, it's kind of a marbly bench, and you know, you could have a conversation with him. So one would wonder, of course, that begs the imaginative curve of what he would be thinking about Trump or Trump, the Trump world of Trump in the Republican Party, and the list of characters that was at that event on Wednesday, which was a waste of everybody's time in my mind, except for being at the at that venue. So what did Reagan have that Trump doesn't have would be a fascinating conversation to have for those of us who like Reagan and aren't that sold on Trump. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's two very different approaches, and for almost 40 years, Reagan and Reaganism dominated the philosophy and the personality of the Republican Party, and that no longer is the case. Trumpism is extremely different. Reagan was an internationalist who was a communist fighter and a man who stood up against authoritarian regimes. He told Mikhail Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Yeah.
I think a piece
which
of
led to
the Reagan Library.
It led to the
end of the Cold War.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It ended the Cold War, the relationship with Mikhail, with Gorbachev, and with the Russians in general. Everybody slept better after that. It was one of those visual things. The end of the Soviet Union. There's just so much there.
But he had a very different manner and posture. One would not think they're the same parties anymore. Reagan was not isolationist. He understood the benefits of partnerships, alliances, and the strengthening of our allies. Trump views our allies as panhandlers.
Yeah.
who owe us money. It all depends on your point of view. If you're a Democrat, you may not care for either of them. But the Republican Party under Trump, and he clearly is the driving force of the Republican Party here in the 21st century, is a very different party than the party under the influence of Ronald Reagan.
That's right. You make a brilliant statement, actually, when you say it's not even the same party. Even Republicanism and the word, if you understand the meaning of the word republic, and that's what we are, that's where the term came from. We are not a democracy, we are a republic.
A democratic republic.
Yeah, okay, well, democratic, so Democrats and Republicans in the same phraseology. All right, 28 after on the countdown. Yeah.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Republican-controlled House yesterday passed three annual appropriations bills, but Congress is still headed towards a partial government shutdown. Homeland Security passed 220 to 208, Defense passed 218 to 210, State Department and Foreign Operations passed 216 to 212, Agriculture and FDA failed 191 to 237. The House also voted 311 to 117 to pass a standalone $300 million supplemental aid package to Ukraine. The social media influencer known as Meatball is back home after she was arrested and accused of instigating some of Tuesday night's looting in Philadelphia. 21-year-old Deja Blackwell was bailed out by her mother early yesterday morning, and she says that she never wants to go back to jail again. Lance Pry, USA News.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right, back on the track here at 34 after the hour. You're listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the charts created by the research done at Talkers Magazine. Charts for the week is September the 25th to the 29th, the end of the ninth month. Doesn't seem possible. We're going into October. And as we go into October, the number one story on the countdown this week is a focus on the potential government shutdown. Now, because this program airs all across the weekend, basically in a three-day cycle, and because we don't really know, the shutdown does loom, yes, the feds have notified employees to begin preparing for a shutdown. The impasse continues in Congress. What a ridiculous situation we find ourselves in. This is a real rallying cry for throw the bums out. And there are bums on both sides, these hardcore clowns that are Republicans and Democrats who don't want to give in on anything are wasting millions and millions and millions of dollars of taxpayer money. So the disagreements seem to continue, and why these few people have so much power is beyond me. This is a disgrace. All right, so that's my point of view. Michael, you want to take the reins here?
Well, I think that it's going to remain a major topic of conversation whether the shutdown happens or not. So as far as it being applicable, it's not like it's going to be forgotten in a day or two. It's not just the politicians. The politicians have to answer to their constituents. Their constituents are influenced by the media. The media goes for divisiveness, as do some of the major candidates. Mm. So, yeah, they are bums. You know how I feel about politicians.
Yep.
But, I think that the responsibility for this goes a lot further than just the people in Congress. I think that our whole culture has become frighteningly polarized and in a way that isn't really necessary. We're so focused on the divisions between us because that's what sells. That's what gets elections and that's what gets ratings and that's what gets clicks and eyeballs and eardrums that I don't know what we do to reverse it, because if we threw the bums out, we would wind up with new bums.
So many bums to choose from. How do you decide?
Agree that it's a systemic problem, that it's a deeper problem than just a bad, you know, a bunch of bad apples in Congress?
Right.
These people are playing to their crowd. They're playing to their voters.
We are finding the weakness in humanity, the weakness in the system, the fact that we talk about Amazon and some of the other companies that have been created out of the monopolies that have been allowed by the government. Basically, the government turns the other cheek, the influence of money in elections and how decisions are made, not because good for my constituents, but it's good for my pocketbook and all that stuff. We find the foibles of being human and the foibles of the system, and they kind of are hand in hand here in this circumstance. The fact that Trump can use the money that's given to him in his campaign funds to pay his legal bills is anathema to me. I know that people are giving money to him because they want to support him, and they don't really care for the most part. But I find it to be a real affront to democracy, to what's just and right. It's disgusting. All right, let's talk about the House Oversight Committee. The Biden impeachment inquiry is number 5 this week on the story list, and so they're having their first hearing into the allegations of illicit financial dealings by the president and his son when he was vice president. They found records of not $5 million, but over $50 million being wired, sent, somehow end up in the hands of Hunter Biden, even to the point where the government of some country, I forget who it was, sent the check, the $5 million check, to Joe Biden's house with Hunter Biden care of. I mean, I see all these Democrats lining up behind Joe Biden. He's a wonder. He's a crook. They're all crooks.
Well, they're both crooks, especially with their sons and their families. I mean, you know. I mean, what about ism run amok? I mean, what about? Yeah. You know, what about Trump's kids? What about his son-in-law that wound up with billions of dollars from the Saudis?
Yeah,
I'm not a believer. I don't believe two wrongs make a right. I think that the fact that Biden's a crook and his son's a crook and Trump's a crook and his sons are crooks. This is equal opportunity disgust.
Well, the system allows them. We can go back to talking about the system as it exists and the problems that come as a result of us having this form of government, and we're just playing right into.
I think that's dangerous, though. I think you're on a dangerous slope there when you blame the system. The system is only, any system is only as good as the people, the spirit.
Well, that's okay. I think I was coupling the two together, maybe didn't make it clear, but that's, the system is the people, and the people are the system. We've allowed it to go down the street, and we make it worse by continuing to elect the likes of Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and the George Santos and AOC and all these other characters that certainly don't seem to represent what mainstream thought is, no matter where your district is. So,
yeah, or what I wonder now in a fractionalized media and a fractionalized culture, what is mainstream thought? Is there such a thing as the mainstream? There was a time when I felt that one of the things that made me fairly successful in the media was I had my finger on the pulse of the public, whether it was music, whether it was topics, whatever it was. I don't know anybody has the finger on the pulse of the public anymore because I don't know what the public is. Most people don't know what the number one song in America is. Most people don't know what the big movie at the box office is. Most people don't know what books are selling. Most people don't read a variety of newspapers. It's bubbles. It's become, you know, a multiverse of bubble universes. And I don't know what American culture is anymore if you were to try to define it. Maybe it never was that way. But we're in the final days of what we consider to be, for most of our lifetimes listening to this broadcast, a mass culture. It's becoming fractionalized, regionalized, and disjointed.
Yeah, that's very true. There's a list out this week. As a matter of fact, I think it was on Tuesday or Wednesday, there was something known not only in our country but around other countries where morning radio programs have become very important. I think in Europe and certainly other countries it's referred to as breakfast radio, breakfast TV. That's what they call the morning shows in England for sure. Yeah, breakfast shows. So if we were to look around and try to find the most important, if that's the right word, morning shows, and I'm not saying this to try to lead you into anything with regard to the Good Day program, because that's not what this is about. I'm more interested in some of the local hosts that you have on the Heavy 100 list at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You know, you look at the list, and I think number one who comes to mind with me is Howard Stern, just because of his longevity, the effect he's had on culture. Is that a good way to measure a good morning radio, the impact that the hosts have on the culture of their community?
Well, I guess influence is one of the main factors in determining who's important in radio. Influence, I think, is as, if not more important than sheer numbers. How many people are listening? Well, how many people are paying attention? And then how many people are motivated to action by what the host says? Morning shows are not necessarily the most influential, even though they may have the most ratings, because people listen in short periods. And morning shows are largely interrupted by utilitarian information, news, weather, traffic, things of that nature. So some of the biggest morning personalities in radio from a standpoint of listenership actually are, you know, placeholders. They could be replaced by somebody else doing that. Stern was a very influential host, still is in the morning on satellite radio. He was very influential when he was on terrestrial radio in the morning. Yeah. But I think that if you look around the country, one name that pops into my mind is Bill Handel in the morning now for decades at KFI in Los Angeles. He has a tremendous influence and listenership, both influence and numbers in L.A.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. Our own Jennifer Horn, who's on the air against him at KRLA in Los Angeles, was recently voted the most popular radio host, not by a survey that she did, but a survey that was done by one of the local newspapers. I thought that was kind of interesting, frankly.
That's nice. It probably was a political or conservative newspaper.
Could have been.
Otherwise, it may not have happened, which ties back to what I said before, all of these bubble universes. And I hope I didn't commit a no-no by mentioning, you know, the competitor.
Would you? I have the greatest. I think KFI is the best talk radio station in the country. I think that the lineup that they have, the people that are on the air, very compelling, interesting, after Handel.
And let me say something else. It is to the credit of Jennifer Horn that she has done so well in the morning in Los Angeles against a titan like Bill Handel.
Like Handel, right, exactly.
There's no disgrace in being number two to him.
Yeah,
so,
not at all.
You know, she's done tremendous, so I don't want anybody to get the idea that that was a slight against Jennifer Horn. But but Bill Handel, it's a phenomenon.
Well, they've got a good lineup of interesting people, Shannon and Gary, and then they've got Ken and John and Ken, and they
John
got
Ken.
Tim Conway Jr., who is, I think, one of the most interesting radio characters, one of the most interesting human beings. I've met him a couple of times and had some interesting conversation with him. He's just an interesting radio. And isn't that what, really, when you get out of brass tacks, we have to pause here for a second, but in reality, radio is about interesting people who have interesting things to say and observe in an interesting way. Isn't that what they're supposed to be here to do?
Yep, that's what it's about. That's the core of it. Interesting people talking to people who are interested in what they're hearing, and compelling personalities, and people that you feel a sense of companionship by being in their presence, even if it's through the airwaves on a radio.
Yep. All right, we'll pause for a moment here with a reminder about how you can win two free nights in Las Vegas by dialing up 800-419-DOUG. You, as one of the first 10 callers right here, right now, will get a couple of free nights. That's all you have to do is call that number. And if you decide you want to stay for four nights, they'll arrange that as well. But you start out by getting two, not one, but two free nights in Vegas by calling 800-419-3684. Don't you think the Las Vegas Tourism Bureau loves this? Of course they do. And you can love it, too. If you like buffets, I'm silly like that. I love the buffets. People say, huh? But that's why I kind of dig that stuff. And then there's also the shows, the nightlife, just walking around. It's a fascinating city. So win two nights free, Las Vegas, no purchase necessary, 800-419-3684.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
All right, 48 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison with the story on his interview this week, mhinterview.com. The last name of the person being interviewed is the same as yours. Is that a coincidence?
Well, he's my son, so it's all logical. Harrison on Harrison. Sometimes we call ourselves the Flying Harrison Brothers. Matthew B. Harrison is an attorney. He's one of the leading experts on media law, copyright law. He's also a visual, music video artist and creator, a producer. He's been doing radio since he's two.
Yeah, but he's also a great photographer. He's always got a camera.
He's an artist in every way. And he's left and right brain. And we talk about the copyright implications of artificial intelligence. How the legal community is going crazy trying to keep up with all of the problems that AI is causing.
MHinterview.com. Michael Harrison. You can also find it at talkers.com as well. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the countdown at 10 before the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I can do that. All right, so it's Chuck Curry time. Time for us to check out what's going on in the world of film and television, movie moments. And so as luck would have it, we all know the theme from Yubba Dubba Doo, the Flintstones. I've told you the story, Chucker, about going into the palace in Baghdad where Saddam Hussein built the village.
He liked the Flintstones, huh?
Grandchildren, because he liked the Flintstones. Anyway, all right. So what's cooking in that department?
Actually, tomorrow, September 30th, 1960, the Flintstones animated series premiered on ABC. Very small. I remember, it's brought back a memory when I read this, because before I used to go to school in Brooklyn, elementary school, I used to wake up like 90 minutes before I had to leave, and I remember getting ready as a little boy and then watching two cartoons. One was the Flintstones, which I loved, and I thought it was, to this day, it's a really well-made animated show. I think they sort of homaged the Honeymooners, which premiered in 1955.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Right.
Loudmouth leader of the household instead of Ralph Cramden, it was Fred Flintstone. But then I'd watch Megilla Gorilla. So Flintstones and Megilla Gorilla before I went to elementary school.
That tells me a lot about you, Chucker.
As a kid, yeah.
What? That tells me a lot about you.
Yeah, but I like the Flintstones a lot. And that theme song is awesome, by the way.
All right, but that is not really where we're going this week. We have a number of things in terms of new movies, fresh films to look at. What are you looking forward to?
Well, I mean, this is not going to be for you, but believe it or not, Saw 10, which is the 10th entry in that horror, pretty graphic horror franchise, getting the best reviews in the franchise history, 83% positive. I think the only other one was the original, got 50% positive. So critics, for some reason, seem to believe it or not. Now, Tobin Bell, the actor who comes back here to play the villain Jigsaw, is 81 years old, and evidently gives a really good performance in this movie. So You know, it's not for you.
You do something like that. 81.
I won't go to the theater either. I mean, I might watch this on stream if I was flipping the channels, but I'm not going to go to it.
All right, where does normal people have to go see in the movie theaters this weekend?
There's the animated third entry in the Paw Patrol franchise.
I said normal viewers.
Then it's a big sci-fi movie that Disney's releasing called The Creator, $80 million sci-fi movie. They say it looks like $250 million. Garrett Edwards, who did the Godzilla remake and also helmed, I think, the second Star Wars entry, the rebooted entry. This is getting, the people who like it love this film. Yeah. But for whatever reason, it's not tracking well. I don't think Disney did a great job marketing it, but I hope it makes some money because, you know, an original
film. Full of creepy, crawly creatures. These films.
It deals with AI. It deals with AI. I know that. That's one of the main storylines. They outlawed artificial intelligence, and then it deals with one character that survives in the future. But
an AI character.
Yes.
Yeah.
John David Washington, Denzel's son, is a star. He's a good actor.
He's got two. Doesn't he have another son that's an actor, too? Donald?
That's not it. You're talking Donald Glover. I'm not sure.
Oh, right, Dave. I am. You're right. Thank you for straightening that out. All right, what's going to be holdover?
So anyway, then you got next week, you got Exorcist Believer, which I think's going to open. Because there's going to be enough interest to get that movie opening. And then the week after, you got the Taylor Swift Eras concert tour doc that's going to do huge business, and every studio is staying away from that release date. But, you know, it's interesting. But, so we always talk about the superhero movies, but the reality is horror does very well. It's one of the most profitable franchises in Hollywood. These movies open. People go to opening weekend. A lot of them don't have legs, but they're not that expensive to make. And it's a very interesting franchise throughout the test of time in Hollywood, no doubt.
Were there ever in the silent era with their horror films? And when there were no talkies?
I don't think, in terms of vampire, Nosferatu, which is one of the most well-known silent vampire movies of all. Some people say it's the best. I screened it a few years ago. I got to be honest with you. It didn't do a lot for me. It's very, very dated. But
yeah.
If I had to go with one vampire movie, it would be Fright Night from 1980.
Fright Night. Yay, let's hear about Fright Night. All right, Chucker, as usual, you're my pal, and I'm glad you're here. Chuck Curry, our movie man. Yep, back Monday here on Good Day. Right now, 59 past the hour on the Friday show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.